This is Fresh Air. Trumpet player Steph Richards was born in Alberta, studied music in the U.S. and Canada, and moved to New York in 2008. There she co-founded the Asphalt Orchestra. She's also recorded with composers Henry Threadgill, Anthony Braxton, and John Zorn. In 2014, she began teaching at UC San Diego. Last year, Steph Richards released a solo trumpet album. Now she's back with a quartet. Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead says Richards is one to watch.
Some jazz trumpeters swagger, like they're showing the horn who's boss. Not without reason. Trumpet is such a ridiculous device, with the player's lips doing all the hard work. Having dominance over it is something to celebrate. But there are also what I think of as listening trumpet players, attuned to the horn's idiosyncrasies and pet sounds. They don't ignore history or technique, but can start from scratch in a way, following the horn where it leads. Steph Richards is that kind of trumpet player. Trumpeters who investigate the horn's far corners and quirks of construction are found all through jazz history. Duke Ellington hired a few. For her composition, Brooklyn Machine, Steph Richards removes a small piece of tubing from the horn. So when she pushes one valve, the sound escapes through the side, not the muted bell. That lets her duet with herself in distinct, alternating voices, like a ventriloquist. This music's from the Steph Richards Quartet CD, Take the Neon Lights. Sometimes she'll move closer to the lyrical mainstream without coming all the way over. Here she is on flugelhorn from the piece Stalked by Tall Buildings. The album Take the Neon Lights is partly a salute to New York, the jazz capital, where musicians are expected to display their proficiency as well as a personal voice. The moments when Steph Richards blasts off are more effective for all the restraint. Quartet of Steph Richards is a band of listeners, creating a collective sound environment that amplifies what the trumpeter is up to. Pianist James Carney, might play directly on the strings or prepare them for a clangier sound. Sam and I on bass and Andrew Muncy on drums likewise match the leader's atmospherics, small gestures, or ratcheting rhythms. The quartet's morphing music pulls me in, because loud or quiet, they keep it moving.
Kevin Whitehead writes for Point of Departure and the Audio Beat. He reviewed Take the Neon Lights by the Steph Richards Quartet.